Charlie's a best buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your host today, the greatest of all time in boxing, the sweet science, as they call it, Charlie Villanos. Now, yeah, the title of the radio, I have won the most fights in history of boxing. I'm the best boxer. Yeah, I won boxing matches and street fights, but I've won more boxing matches. My first 8 fights were in the ring. When I started getting kicked out of gyms and shit like that, yeah, but come on, man. Anyway, so yeah, if you watched that video where I talked about Fury, I mean, I played it in front of all y'all. Shout out to my Instagram fans. Thank you. And shout out to, it depends what haters. Just the funny haters. Well, you guys are retarded and funny and clowns. But the snitch haters, yeah, fuck you. But, yeah, I mean, the knee actually went to the hospital. You saw the x-rays. I mean, you can't deny that. Just how real the x-rays are, that's how real my pro record is and everything else. I'm the best fighter in the world. Tyson Fury says he is, but he's not. I already made a video. I'm not going to watch that whole crap where they clinch and, you know, do all that shit. No, man, I saw, like, enough of it, you know, enough of that. And then I had that what the fuck did I just watch feeling, you know? But other than being the best boxer in the world, what else was going on in my life? Man, my fiance, man, Camila, she's beautiful. You know, you can say what you want about her. I've had people say that, oh, yeah, she doesn't spend enough time with you. She doesn't do this. She doesn't do that. She loves me. You know, me and her have had phenomenal, I'd say, intimacy. But outside of that, I mean, she knows. I mean, I love her. And name me another girl that's paying attention to me, to what she is, that's texting me every day and, you know, like 3 days in a row. Like, name me another girl. Name me nobody, exactly. And no, but she's so beautiful. It's like, you know, somebody once said, he was like, yo, Charlie, you should go back to Russia. You should go, you know, like, what do you have here? I'm not going to say who, but somebody told me. I said, what do you mean, what do I have here? I have Camila. I have, you know, my actual fiance here. You know what I mean? Yeah, if it weren't for her, I'd get the fuck out of here and go back to Ukraine and win fights over there, and or go back to Russia and come back, you know, to LA to visit my parents, obviously. But the reason why I'm staying here, man, you already know, man. It's my baby Camila. But anyways, I don't think Fury's going to... I don't know, maybe Joshua. I mean, but see, I'd rather beat up Fury, because if I beat Joshua, Fury's still going to be saying that, hey, man, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, you beat Joshua, but I'm still the top. Like, he's not the top dog. He never was. Man, everybody knows who the top dog is in boxing. Retired and not. We all know who the... Come on, man. I think the guy talking right now is the top dog in boxing. I proved it, man. I'm way more humble than I was before. You know what I'm saying? Every boxer is going to show that cockiness. It's not cockiness, man. It's charisma. And whatever you think it is, I can back it up. And I did back it up. You saw that video I posted when I beat a U.S. Marine. I hit him 3 times, and that third shot hit him so hard. This guy's head nearly, like, flew off, man. I'm the real deal. I'm the champion. The greatest champion. There's only one champion in boxing, in professional boxing. And that's me. Yeah, there's... Like I said, you saw that video of me with Mongani. We look, man, I was throwing jabs. We were moving around. No, we were sparring. We weren't fighting. Yeah, we did get into a fight, and I won. We were both getting each other. Like, the thing is, I think Mongani would be, you know, a great opponent for me for 334. I'll beat his ass with a busted knee, but I want to be 100%. He's like, yeah, I'm heavy. I'm 180. 180.2, that's my weight. You know, I'm heavy, man, so I might even go up. I might even go up to 190, maybe even 200. You know, I'm 200, I don't know. I'm actually feeling very comfortable gaining weight. You know, I'm gaining a lot of power. My speed is still there. I mean, it's all, let me just say this. I'm clicking on every cylinder, on all cylinders. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, 333 and 0. I mean, there's never been, I mean, I gave enough credit to, like Mike Tyson, for example. Like, Mike Tyson, good fighter, but I'm better, you know? Roy Jones never gave me credit. I mean, why do I have to continue giving them credit? I don't. This is it. Hey, I'm Roy Jones, Tyson, Vitaly Klitschko. Vitaly Klitschko trained with me, but look, man, that guy's a clown. Vladimir Klitschko, yeah, that dude, that guy is the biggest joke in heavyweight division boxing, period. Vladimir Klitschko. I mean, like, just picture in your mind right now. I mean, like, this version of Charlie Zelenoff. I would have beaten him when I was outboxing Mo Gagne. Mo Gagne would outbox Klitschko. Like, yeah, if Klitschko doesn't knock him out with a lucky shot, Mo Gagne can outbox him. You know, the point is that no matter what, the Klitschkos, they were always overrated. Like, where are they? They're like, literally, there's some people that don't even know who they are and forgot that they're, like, if Klitschko's not a boxer, neither one of them are boxers. They left boxing. Everybody's going to leave boxing one day. But they left boxing like they were never in it. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're shitty boxers. But, like, Vitaly, I mean, he's a funny guy. I'll give him that. I mean, he's hilarious. Like, I don't even want to hurt the motherfucker. Like, dude. But Vladimir, I just don't like him. I'll definitely want to teach him a lesson. With Vitaly being the better Klitschko out of the two, but, you know. But I'm Charlie Zelenoff, and I'm the best fighter of all time. You know, I'm better than Bruce Lee, better than Ali, better than Floyd Mayweather Sr. Floyd Mayweather Sr. is considered, like, one of the top-ranked fucking fighters ever, and I beat the shit out of him, man. And the reason why there was... No, the Sr. fight, Mayweather fight, they can't say anything. I mean, like, even the Mayweathers themselves call him. Adel Rhodes said that I beat Mayweather. Everybody, people that hate me said that I beat Mayweather. Beautiful 86-year-old man. No, he's not 86. He was 58 when I beat him. And I bet you he was beating all your asses in the gym. And that's why he got in the ring with me and not you. Not you clowns that were behind the ring talking shit, let's go, let's go. Yeah, you motherfuckers are all in your 20s and your 30s. You guys should have gotten in the ring with me, man. But you didn't. You had your man made with a senior. Somebody should have stepped in and said, nah, man, I ain't going to let Floyd fight a young boxer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get in there, man. But you didn't. You let me beat the shit out of your boy. And then after I beat his ass, you're blaming me? Listen, man. I'm the GOAT, man. Greatest of all time. Pound for pound champion. And Floyd Jr. ducked and dodged me the entire time. Completely. Like, never, like, I mean, I've seen him twice, you know. I could have, you know, beat the shit out of him that day, but it's just not worth it, you know. We both would have got, you know, in trouble, and I told him we could do a match in the future, and then, look, the guy, Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is fake. That's all I'm trying to say. He's fake. I mean, if you say you're TB and you're fighting welterweights, you're going with the Big Show and all this crap, all that time, and then you get guys with headgear, you know, like, if he's scared, man, bring Andrew Tabidi, bring anybody, I'll destroy him. Brock Lesnar, Andrew Tabidi, Francis, I already called Francis and Jim, all of you, Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz, let's see, Frank Mir, Chuck Liddell, I already beat Chuck Liddell, Let's see. I mean, there's a fighter by the name of Derek Rouse. Derek the Giant. That guy would knock out Tyson Fury. I mean, yeah, he was slow, you know, pretty kind of slow, a lot of power. Dangerous fighter, good jab, decent. My jab destroyed his jab. My jab beat him. And, yeah, and the thing is, like, I wanted to go, what proves that, look, that fight was one-sided, Derek the Giant. I said, let's go with 10-ounce gloves. And the gloves had full padding. And he was like, oh, no, let's go with. And then he started, like, see, the thing is, if you guys seen the full thing, he started saying, I'm a 50-some-year-old man. Like, what you want to fucking kill my ass or something with these 10-ounce gloves? I'm like, bro, you signed a contract to get in the ring with me with 10-ounce gloves. And then they gave me an ultimatum. Derek Rouse and EJ, they're two criminals. You know, liars and con artists. And, yeah, Derek may be a good fighter, but he's not a good person. You know what I'm saying? And whether he's, you know, he was, whether he's dead or alive. I mean, like, I don't know. Some haters told me that he died or something like that. He was talking shit about my mother. I never wished him anything like that. I never wished him anything. I, like, rest in peace if he's not. I don't know. He's not that famous. Like, from a heart attack or something like that. Yeah, I never wished him dead. But the guy did. I'm talking about 2012, the beef we had. You know what I'm saying? And we all die one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyways, Derek was, he didn't, just like Wilder, they did not put all the footage out, man. Like, and they accused me of that, but they're the ones. They're hypocrites. I beat him with the jab. I outboxed him, and, you know, I won, you know. Good fighter, definitely. I mean, like, for a guy that heavy, but just not a good person, though, man. Just because I beat him, why does he have to talk about my mom or like, my girlfriends or whatever at that time? You know, I didn't know Camille at that time. You know, that all the time he's been talking shit, but, you know. But he definitely knocked Wilder out, I'll say that. You got crazy haters making rumors, you know, but Charlie's the greatest. But, yeah, Fury's ducking and dodging, dog. Ducking and dodging. Yeah, the one fighter I always wanted to beat up was Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's too small, man. Like, now me at 180, man, 180.2 to be exact. That's what, light heavyweight? I mean, he was scared of me when I was 147, man. You know, when I was popping Mo Ghani, when I was popping Mo with the jab, Mo Ghani would beat me. If Mo Ghani still fights like he, oh, yeah, he would knock me with her out. And Zab Judah, he would beat both. Yeah, I beat everybody. When I beat Mo and then Akeem, that's when people always ask me, like, when did you realize that you're the GOAT? That, like, when I beat Akeem for number 7, that's it. That's when Mo was a better opponent. Mo would knock Akeem out. But when I beat Akeem, I was more polished. Therefore, that's when I beat Akeem, that's it. I went to Las Vegas, and then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then went back to Las Vegas, and then, boom, Charlie Zonoff. Undisputed underground world champion, period. That's it. Like I said, UBF, underground, WBC uncrowned. I beat Deontay Wilder on video in the ring. You guys got to watch that ring footage. You always talk about the ring. All right, well, watch the ring footage. The one that I always repost. The reason why I keep posting the same fucking videos is because you don't watch it. You don't have to watch it. But the reason I'm tired of being insulted and accused and questioned and all that shit. All right, well, then check out my content. Pound for pound world champion fighter Charlie Zonoff. That's it. If you want to watch real boxing and hand-to-hand combat, that's where you go. If you want to watch other fighters, that's fine, but I'm so much better than those other guys that you ain't going to learn shit from them, but you would learn shit from me. Yeah, well, what's the advice? Advice? Look at my career. And learn from that. And use that as motivation. That's it. 333. No, that speaks for itself. That's too many wins, man. Like, I don't even have to, like, that's why I don't feel comfortable going on the streams anymore. Like, you know, just like, what is there to talk about? I beat everybody, you know?